Police in Washington can stop and frisk individuals they have specific reason to believe may be armed. But if that search goes beyond a brief and non-intrusive search, then it's unconstitutional. That's the finding of the Washington Supreme Court today. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports the case stems from an incident in Centralia in 2011.
Tanner Zachary Roy Russell was stopped by an officer for riding his bike without a light at night. The officer searched Russell for a gun in part because of a law enforcement encounter the previous week where Russell had been armed. This time, the search didn't turn up a gun, but the officer did find a box in Russell's pocket containing a syringe with some meth in it. In its unanimous ruling, the Washington Supreme Court ruled for both sides. It found the initial frisk was okay, but the subsequent search of the box violated Russell's constitutional rights. Jody Backlund is Russell's attorney. She says this case creates a brighter line for police officers in these stop-and-frisk cases.
In our opinion, of course, officers never had the ability to open containers where they did not suspect there was a weapon inside. However, this case makes it crystal clear.
The attorney for the state says this case is an important win for police, too. That's because the justices reaffirmed that officers can use prior knowledge about someone to justify frisking them for weapons. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.